did. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds While You're in Quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds While You're in Quarantine.
I just had a brilliant idea. I'm going to take the baby laughing out of that and build some promos about what a happy, happy hour it is.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Greg.
Or, I mean, I could go a little juvenile and say, oh, you got to picture this in your head. Funny things happen. Then you hear the baby laughing. No?
Not, doesn't quite get it for me. But the baby laughing,
definitely.
Yes.
I think it has great potential because Meemaw is, well, Meemaw, Steve Maw is not, but Meemaw is tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we will play Celebrate by Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Good. At 5 tomorrow afternoon. Maybe the mayor will send somebody over and take it off the air. I don't know. We're still catching up from our calamity on Monday. Man, you just don't know. You know, you brace for bad weather situations and everything else, and then just poof. And we
just
were off the air.
Quick.
Good chunk
just
of that day.
That
the signal sounds clearer to me, Greg.
Well,
since
we do have
a new transmitter.
New equipment was purchased. I mean, there was some investment in infrastructure, and by that we mean equipment, support.
Big money.
Not as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in New York, nitwit that she is, says child care. That's all. That's her idea of infrastructure.
No.
They're just amazing. Just when you think they've said the dumbest, most ignorant possible thing.
They surprise you with something
else. They come back and talk. It's just unreal. If you have contemplating home ownership, and boy, this is the time to do it because the market's hot. The interest rates are still super low. That is not going to last. We'll talk to Brent in a minute, and no doubt he'll touch on inflation coming from this incredible amount of spending. It's inevitable. When that happens, that means mortgage interest rates will climb, and so will the monthly cost of owning a home. So people do smart things by striking while the opportunity, the iron is hot, so to speak. And that includes refi. Even if you're just the current rates are a half a point or a point below what you're currently paying, you might want to look at that as a way to not only lower your payment, but maybe take some money out and make some home improvements that you've been daydreaming about. Now is the time. The guy to call is Morris Capuano. He's the hardest working guy when it comes to mortgages, and he especially loves to lead new people through the process. He's perfectly suited for that. It's just such an even-keeled guy, answers your questions.
Just passion.
Yeah. He has a way of holding your hand through what can be a very anxious time.
True.
While he's working hard to get you lined up or pre-approved for a home. Call him at 409-9300. In his partnership with Renaissance Bank, he has access to programs that can help a wide variety of people, one of which might include you or your family. That's Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. What's next?
News! Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Police say multiple people have been hurt in a shooting at a business in Bryan, Texas, and that the shooter is not in custody. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James said Thursday afternoon that several people were wounded. It was unclear whether anyone was killed. James said employees of the business are being interviewed. He says witnesses had identified a suspect. And authorities in South Carolina have confirmed that former NFL player Philip Adams was the person who killed five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren in South Carolina. They have not determined a motive. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson said the evidence left at the scene of the shooting led them to Adams as a suspect. He said they went to Adams' parents' home, evacuated them, and then tried to talk Adams out of the house. More details at srnnews.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt. I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Kitty is cute and so cuddly. I don't want my cat to give me COVID-19. The veterinarian says that I need to give my cat a COVID vaccine. He said your cat can also spread it to me and you. She's got to be inoculated. What every pet owner should do. And the cat's vaccinated and the doggies too. So your pet won't give corona to you. Gotta give my kitten a little prick. I don't want to take the risk that my kitty will make me sick.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. It's just so amazing. You know, I forget when it was that His Royal Highness Biden, what a buffoon. You know, you've heard the term gaslighting. So he specifically said, I think they should move the All-Star game from Georgia because of their Joe Crow voting laws, right?
What an idiot.
And the moron that runs baseball, Rob Manfred Mann and the Earth Band, does as the President of the United States suggests and unleashes an unbelievable backlash from fans, from all walks and corners alive. And it turns out, and it was so bad that Psaki, the dead fish that's the White House press corps rodeo runner, she claimed the other day that he never said that. He didn't say baseball should move the All-Star. Yes, he did. See, there's this thing called digital recording that preserves those moments. So now we're just looking at, I think it's Fox Business. So far, the economic impact to Georgia. Brilliant move by a Georgia legislator today. I don't know if you heard about this, but he has submitted a bill to rescind the law that they just signed and to instead replace it with a law that is identical to the one in Delaware. And we all know, you know, who calls Delaware home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Can't even say God. So, to point out the fact that Delaware's law is far more restrictive than the one that Georgia just passed. This whole thing was unnecessary. It was driven by race, by Her Royal Wideness, Stacey Abrams.
Here's the thing, Greg. According to Breitbart, 73% of black voters say voter ID is necessary for a fair and secure election process.
But unfortunately, those black citizens have far too many Stacey Abrams deciding for them what they should think.
Exactly.
And that's why nobody cares. We don't care. We don't want to hear that. That not just a majority, but a great majority
of two-thirds.
Black voters believe in voter ID.
Well, I guess the way that Stacey and people like that would look at it is they're not intelligent enough to be able to make that determination.
Because she has still not accepted that she lost the gubernatorial election there in 2018. I'm the imaginary governor of Georgia, and she's been on this crusade ever since. Well, fat ass, you cost your state so far an estimated $200 million in economic impact. And guess who that's going to hurt the most?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's the black guys that bring you the food.
The vendors, the Uber drivers.
Yes.
In a city that's majority black, that would have benefited greatly.
You took money out of their pockets, man.
Picked them clean and sent it to Denver.
Yep.
We're at 6% black.
Home of the CIA.
Can you? You can't even plan that level of stupid.
That's pretty bad.
And what was it all about? It was just another moment of great race baiting by Democrats who could care less.
They do it so well. I think they do it in their sleep.
Nice to know, though, that when the Masters, which I think did it start
today. Surprised they haven't stopped or made them rename it.
You know, don't they have a Masters class online that you can sign up and be taught by the best? Master meant something else 165 years ago. But unfortunately, we have politicians that still think it's 1865 and many that still think it's 1955 because living in the present is of no benefit to them politically.
No, not at all.
For achieving control.
That's the crazy thing is there's actually still slavery going on in this world.
Yes.
So if you want to confront that, I'll send you money. I'm all for that. But don't keep bringing up stuff that we ended this, you know, hundreds of years ago here. Why don't you attack that's going on now? Because there's not money in it for you. That's why you don't do it.
It's just insane. And the sad thing is people that don't do their own homework, who just buy into this.
Because Americans don't read.
They're buying into all this.
I know.
The Joe's nice. Oh, yeah, he has trouble. He's got a little speech impediment. We should make fun of that.
A little speech impediment.
Yeah.
He's got serious brain damage.
Yeah, that's where he's at. And on top of that, he's the same guy that didn't want his kids going to racial jungles, stepped into the busing issue. He's been a 47-year political hack who has accomplished nothing. Nothing.
He's been caught in so many lies, you can't keep up with him.
Well, his crackhead son is courting hookers from China and bringing back, the whole thing with the Hunter's out there. That could have been mine. right. While he's sleeping with his late brother's widow, then whilst he's with her, she finally gave him the shoe in the ass, he's getting a stripper pregnant from a club in Washington.
She had to take him to court to get child support.
If that kid's name was Trump, they would have started a separate and brand new network to cover him continuously.
Amen.
Don't forget to listen to MSLSD2 to get the latest on the Trump scandal with China. All this garbage.
Yep.
You know what? We're going to get some... It's 5:14.
Yep, already.
This cannot be.
It's true, sir.
We're going to get Rich's forecast here in a moment, and I think given the number of things we've had... Now, this can't be either. Hang on one second, folks. Ah, okay. It said 20 seconds. There's no such thing as a 20-second traffic report. It's actually 48, and here's every single second of it.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have slow traffic on 85 northbound from Eastern Boulevard past Taylor Road to almost Chantilly Parkway. Just a lot of cars on the road there. Really congested Eastern Boulevard at I-85. Atlanta Highway is busy outbound as well as 231 from Montgomery to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 looking good at the interchange right now. And we have the reports of an accident at Hunter Loop Road and Highway 31. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Here's a sneak preview of a Tucker Carlson clip we're going to play later. And we'll preview it later, too.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave, Tom Glavine. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavine. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Here's a preview of that Tucker Carlson clip.
You know what people care about most, but...
And we'll have more on that in a moment.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet and stormy pattern at times over the next few days. Tonight, the risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, another round of some locally strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and yet another round on Saturday. Both Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be severe, with the main threat damaging wind gusts. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Download it today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today is International Feng Shui Awareness Day.
Couch in the corner?
Yeah, just put it over.
You know what? I want to check the Shuang Fei on my Invista Advisors account. Let me take a quick peek here. Well, I like that. And the guy who works on that for me every day and would love to have the chance to do it for you is on the line with us now from Invista Advisors, Brant McDonald. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. Good afternoon to you, too. So yeah, what are we looking like? Your account's up, you say?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun to was skin in the game, right?
There you go.
That's it. That's exactly right. Well, yeah. So you know, I'm so happy for you, Greg, and we're working hard for you. You know that we're working hard for all of our clients. And but you know, today there wasn't a whole lot you know going on. It was a pretty much a quiet day. I think there's a little bit of. Decline in volume, a decline in much of the activity in the market as most of these managers now are gearing up. They want to see these earnings next week. We're getting mixed messaging. We had those jobless claims numbers that came out that were a little bit worse than expected. You get the 10-year bond yields start to come back down. That's because the Fed chairman is talking about an uneven recovery, and that's very serious. I think the Fed's setting us up for yield curve control. I've talked about this some. We're going to continue to talk about it in the coming days and weeks. And I think that's why we're seeing this 10-year yield back up like it has. But anyway, right now, not a whole lot to talk about. Really, we just got to get into these earnings, and those start hot and heavy next week.
Yeah, the it's been very interesting to watch, and of course, a lot of the advice you give me plays into other areas. We were talking about mortgage interest rates. Now, has the inflation you've spoken of, has it started to impact those yet? Are they climbing slowly? What do you see that happening?
Well, so a lot of these 30-year mortgages and other types of mortgage products, loan product, credit product, they're all tied to some part of the Treasury bond market, but most of it is tied to the 10-year Treasury bond yield. So as you see that 10-year yield go up, that becomes a problem for mortgages, for housing, for this real estate market, et cetera. And that's why I think you're going to see the Fed come in and start to talk about this yield curve control thing I've been, you know, discussing for some time now, because you got to remember Janet Yellen, the Fed chairman, Biden, all both houses of Congress are all on the same page with respect to this income inequality and all of that. They can't allow that 10-year yield to get away from them. And the reason it's going up is because we've got this massive economic rebound going on. The real rate of return in the economy is moving up, so bond yields should move higher. That's a natural thing to happen, totally natural. But the problem is it's going to cause debt service costs to go up for all Americans. And guess what else? It's also going to cause debt service costs for the U.S. federal government to go up. So at a time when they're running budget deficits to try to leverage up the economy and get us out of the hole, they want to be careful that they're not going to end up, running the debts even higher because of the higher interest rates in the secondary market with Treasury. So,
by the way, something that will be interesting to follow on the futures and see how it impacts the market tomorrow just broke that there are going to be some Democratic senators who will not permit the destruction of the filibuster. So the plan to get rid of the filibuster and ram through the rest of this destructive legislation just got a big stop sign on it. And that strikes me as something that the market might see as a good thing. Put the brakes on.
Well, I would think so. I would think so. And you know what? This is exactly what we've been saying, that a lot of these, congressmen and women are up for re-election in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
It's a squeaky, squeaky thin margin in both the House and the Senate. So we'll see what tomorrow holds. I'm sure going to try to call in tomorrow morning.
Please do.
The mornings get crazy.
Rich we'll and Jay and I think of you every morning at 8:30 when the market opens.
I know it. I know you do. I love that.
Give us a holler. Say happy weekend. Hey, how'd your son's T-ball team do in the game?
Let me tell you, buddy, it was fantastic. It was a draw because there were 13 players on each team.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So we had the exact same amount of runs.
What are the chances?
How about that?
But we're playing Merrill Lynch Friday.
Wow.
It's the Iron Bowl of the T-ball.
Yeah. Wow. What time, Brant?
5 o'clock.
And where?
Out at Buddy Watson, and I got to tell you, man, Miller, my little guy, he's really something else. He can knock the cover off the ball. He hit both of his into the outfield.
Wow!
And he's the little tiny Sultan of SWAT.
Aww.
I love it.
That's great, man. Well, give him hell.
That's right.
All right. In the meantime, folks, talk to Brant. Set up an appointment. If you've never had the chance to sit down with a financial planner, and Brant would be the first to say, if not me, somebody, take that opportunity and think about your future. It's time. 387-0094 is the number to call to make that appointment. You don't need money. You don't need a checkbook. You just need an appointment and to talk about your goals and dreams and how they can help you facilitate those. 387-0094, Invista Advisors. Brant, thank you.
Yep, thank you, guys. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, I will look forward to that. at 524.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Where's the beef?
Well, who should I answer first? Jay Quellen. She's right around the corner here at 525 with Greg, Terry, and Rose.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earn at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ABC Tonight.
Rebels of Force. Have you heard of her?
From an executive producer of Grey's Anatomy at Station 19 and executive producer Erin Brockovich.
I bring corporations to their knees and not in a sexy good time way.
Katie Seagal stars.
We see something unjust, get mad and motivated.
Let's go fight this thing.
The series premiere of Rebel.
She's that famous lawyer, right?
Oh, she's not a lawyer. She's just loud.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What our mayor says, the Meemaw safer at home.
She has spoken, Greg. Yes. She has spoken. Meemaw has spoken.
But let me consult with a noted local attorney.
Oh, there you go.
With ready knowledge of the law on how I should proceed from here as we welcome Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey, guys.
How
hey.
Are you? Now, I don't mean to be pushy here, but we hope that this means that we might see you and the fam at the Baumhauers Wednesday night.
On Wednesday.
For my coming out party.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well.
You so got it.
I'm
anything
allowed out
for
again.
You, Gregory. Anything for you. Yeah, I'll talk to Jared and see if he'll bring the kiddos out. It's up to him. I mean, I'll definitely come. It's just if he wants to tote the little ones out there.
Sure, I understand. I know how that is.
It's rough going anywhere with them. Like, yeah it's a lot. Well, so how's y'all's day going?
It's been a weird one. We're watching the King of the United States. We had a kid's show in Chicago growing up about Garfield Goose, who was the King of the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We now have Garfield Goose in the White House.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
True.
Who's decided that, let me ask your legal opinion on this. He said no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. That was better than words.
Yeah, I think the sigh says it all.
Yeah.
You guys, we don't have enough time to have a constitutional law conversation about what in the world is going on here. I mean, it's a lot, you guys.
Let me turn the conversation to something less controversial. The Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm watching it like a crazy person.
At first, it certainly didn't look good for him, but some of the more recent witnesses.
Yeah. Okay.
The drug dealer saying, you know, he sold him the fatal overdose.
Did you hear the toxicology guy today?
I heard about what he said. I'll let
oh
you
my God, I'm all over this. I'm all over this. So basically, like, they went through this whole diatribe of, like, what happens when, like, you take fentanyl and non-fentanyl and this, that, and the other, and how your body metabolizes it, and the amount that he had in comparison to other people that have died because they're doing illegal substances. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why that's relevant. Because here's the thing. My favorite quote from the prosecution today was, it was just a little bit of methamphetamines, right? No! Like, methamphetamines are methamphetamines. Like, that's like saying, I was a little bit over the legal limit for a DUI. It's still a DUI.
True.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, okay, I'm not going to tell you guys where I am, like, on what side I think should be victorious here. I'm sure you guys can speculate as to what side of the coin I'm on. But I feel like some of the things that the prosecution is doing is greatly, greatly benefiting the defense.
Are they throwing it?
I don't think they're throwing it, but I think that, like, the testimony. Okay, so here's a free piece of advice.
Yeah.
In the world and in our world and the legal world, don't ever ask a question that you don't already know the answer to.
Wow.
That's how I practice law, right?
Sure.
So, like, I'm never gonna, like, I hope people are listening that I ever have to cross-examine. If I ask you a question, 9 times out of 10, I already know the answer and I can prove it.
Sure.
You don't ever ask a question that you don't know the answer to unless you're just kind of doing a Hail Mary, which I don't recommend. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't because you never know what you're going to get.
Right. True.
In this situation, I'm sitting here watching the prosecution put forth a case. And they're getting responses from not only former law enforcement officers, current law enforcement officers, the chief of police, toxicology reports. I mean, they're getting responses to things that are not beneficial to their case. And as a juror, I'm sitting there going, well, did the methamphetamines and the fentanyl get him or did the asphyxiation get him?
Exactly.
Did he asphyxiate because he was on his throat, which I really think he was on his back, or did he asphyxiate because he OD'd? Did he have a heart attack because he was on drugs? Like, I mean, I think you, you don't want that. You want to plant in that jury's head without a shadow of a doubt.
Exactly.
This is exactly what happened. And I think this is muddy.
Yes. First of all, they had one expert on who said the knee was not on Floyd's neck. It was on his shoulder blade.
Yes.
That the Hennepin County coroner has already determined that the death was caused by an overdose of fentanyl.
Right.
It was just a little bit of fentanyl.
Oh, is that all?
Just a little bit. Stand corrected.
It was a little bit of fentanyl.
Just a little.
At least that's what the guy friend that took the post-mortem blood at the hospital told me today when he was on the stand.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable. In the meantime, you've got the groups out there that have been ready to pounce in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't get the verdict they want, they said cities will burn.
Burn them down.
No, yeah. One of the Black Lives Matter leaders did a TikTok video about how buildings will burn. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
But, like, that's not how it works because, like, this is what you wanted. You wanted him arrested and you wanted him tried by his peers for a crime that you allege he committed. We don't live in an anarch society to where you get to take matters into your own hands. If the jurors find him not guilty, then you have to live with that.
Doesn't work.
That's how our system works. I mean, like, I know that.
Yep.
And I deal with clients every single day that, not because of anything that Dana and I did, but just because how things shake out, sometimes things don't go in your favor. And I understand that, and we empathize with them. But I believe in the system. And I believe that, you know, we have checks and balances, and things happen for a reason. And I'll be honest with you, from watching the trial so far, Greg, so far.
Right.
I would not be surprised if it was a not guilty.
It's almost like they're shooting for that.
You know what? I can't disagree with you in one.
Because they want.
Because they know that they really don't have.
Right. They want anarchy. They want buildings to burn.
I don't know. So I don't know if they're throwing it. I'm not getting that impression.
They're just
I will say that, and maybe I'm just a hot-blooded South Floridian, but there's no passion behind this prosecution's case. And I understand, you know, what their job is and it's business. And I get that. But I can't help but get invested in some of my clients' situations.
Yeah.
And get passionate about it because this affects people's lives.
Amen.
But, you know,
I can't.
You know, they may have thought from the get-go, we've got this in the bag. And didn't do the job that maybe they should have done, weren't as prepared as they should have been, because they figured it was wrapped up before they started.
Yeah, open and shut.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I don't think it necessarily is, because I'm sitting here watching this, and I think, I will say this, the witnesses have not panned out, I think, the way that the prosecution was hoping. And the star witness pleading the fifth.
Yeah, that happened today, right?
Yeah, who was in the vehicle with him, who said, you know, I'm not going to testify. That's a huge blow. Yeah. I mean, that's like hanging your entire hat on an eyewitness. And it says, I'm like, I got too much dirt on myself. Like, I'm not going to do this.
They're afraid of their own prosecution brought about by, so they invoked. Well, that's nuts.
And there isn't really, like, now, granted, like, there's things that the prosecution can do to work out deals for immunity and all that stuff, and that's above my pay grade, because, like, there's a reason I don't do criminal law, y'all, because I get too passionate about it. Like, I get too, my blood pressure, and I can't do it. Like, keep me in the trenches with the family law.
Sure.
Like, I can't, this type of stuff, because I don't have the whole little, it's a little bit of methamphetamine, it's a little bit of fentanyl. No, like, it's yes or no, black or white. Either you're above the limit or you're not. Either you were on drugs or you weren't. Either he died because the officer had his knee on his neck, or the knee was on his shoulder. Like, I'm very black and white about that.
You should be. Everybody.
I'll tell you what, though, when I talk about you in terms of family law, it's just as important for somebody who's going through the trauma of a life change like that to know we got this. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think that it matters just as much in those circumstances as it does in a chroma. But I can see the difference.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. And I take what, you know, the my husband being in law enforcement, I'm very emotionally invested in the outcome of this case because I do believe that this is a misrepresentation of the badge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there officers out there that I think misbehave and do things that they were not trained and they're not authorized to do? 100%.
Sure.
But I have a problem when you try to make an example out of an officer when they're doing their job mm-hmm. and something tragic happens. Like, I don't think there's a single officer out there that says, I'm glad this happened. Nobody wants loss of life. And so, you know, it's a tragedy.
But our evil media tries to paint it. There are cops that are out to do exactly that.
Well, and that's the thing. So, you know, I would be interested to see how many people's opinions may change. People that are truly willing to look at the facts as the facts and look at the different photographs that I've seen that have come into evidence and look at the different angles of the videos that I've seen coming into evidence and looking at the actual 8 minutes of the altercation and not the 0.8 seconds of the photograph that the media wants you to see of the officer just turning his head and looking.
Right.
If you really want to get a better understanding of the facts of this case, then turn on Fox News or MSNBC or CNN or whatever you want to watch, and you can watch it live and make your own opinion.
Well,
I challenge people to do that.
I just sensed a major change in direction of this whole thing where the outcome seemed preordained and not so much anymore to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, regardless of what happens, let's just be truthful about it.
Yep.
Whether he's found not guilty or he's found guilty, I think that there's going to be an appeal. This is just one of those cases. The same thing happens with the OJ trial, with the George Zimmerman trial, with the Casey Anthony trial. Any big hot topic publicity filled trial is going to have post trial motions and this and that. And there's a lot, but I'll tell you right now, Greg, I'd rather focus on this than focus on the whole constitutional Second Amendment issue that we got coming down the pipeline.
Just thought I'd bring it up today since the king had ruled.
I'm searching for my tongue because the thought of it is giving me heartburn. Like, we've got a lot of issues coming, and this is just the very, very tip of a very big iceberg, I feel like.
Uh-huh. You are correct. I don't doubt about it. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Absolutely, guys.
Relax.
Well, I got a pack, Rosie. We got stuff going on.
I had to do
Pure Bar at noon today, guys, because I had to get it in. So
we know life is happening when Pooh Bar gets moved.
Pure Bar happens at noon today. I'm packing for a baby shower and sorting baby clothes, and I got we're actually got laundry going. We got babies fed. Wow. We got things happening.
Wow.
You guys know how I am.
Yeah,
rock and roll.
And my life seems so empty when I compare it to yours.
Multitasking.
In one phone call. Jack, have a great night. Give our best to Dane and the baby.
You too, guys.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye.
You know, with all the nonstop stuff going on, this Chauvin trial in Minneapolis is absolutely, in my opinion, it's taking a turn towards the defense.
Yeah.
But again, why should we be shocked? What did the media show us? Only what
they wanted us to see.
They wanted us to, oh my God, did you see that cop kill that poor guy on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And with each passing day in the trial, that is looking like yet another liberal fantasy designed to achieve some evil outcome.
And all it's going to do is drive an even bigger wedge between the races when they find him, if and when they find him innocent.
If that's even possible with all the handiwork they've done so far.
And they have to, Greg, they have to keep us divided because we the people, if we ever get put our differences aside and get together, we represent the only bona fide threat to them.
When we come back, have you heard the Charles Barkley clip? I got to play it for you. You'll love it.
I have a lot of respect for him now.
Yes, he's one of the few people that speaks the truth.
Yeah, he
first
does.
Here's the true scoop on your weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet and stormy pattern at times over the next few days. Tonight, the risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, another round of some locally strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening. And yet another round on Saturday. Both Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be severe, with the main threat damaging wind gusts. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Download it today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats.
Well said.
And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
It takes guts to say that.
Yes, it does.
Here's the thing. You know, may I use a word I despise? Really, let's be inclusive. I think most people from all walks of life are basically good people. everybody's got their share of bad apples.
Sure.
But it's the politicians. Remember, wasn't the goal we grew up with? The music of the 60s and early 70s, peace, love, yeah, harmony.
Absolutely. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
I watched, just happened to surf into an episode of The Jeffersons last night, and it was excellent. And it reminded me again of what made that show and others from the 70s so great, because we were moving mm-hmm. towards something in mm-hmm. that show as a society.
That's right.
We were starting to accept, and, you know,
the walls were coming down, barriers were coming down.
And you know what? You know who's put the walls back up? Our effing politicians.
Yes, sir.
Have.
I'm telling you, they have to keep us, it's like he said, they have to keep us divided, because we represent the only threat that can remove them from power.
We should throw them all out. With,
amen.
With just a handful, I mean a handful of exceptions. I'll tell you what, last week Joe Biden gave West Virginia Senator, which is a very red state, why they keep electing this guy, I don't know, but Joe Manchin is their senator. The Democrats needed him and Kristen Sinema in Arizona to be on board with, we're going to get rid of the filibuster so we can ram this yeah. incredibly destructive H.R. Well, the entire progressive agenda. And he said today he's not going to go along with it.
Good.
The pressure that man's going to be under is, but I will give him all the credit in the world for doing it. By the way, wow. not to add to your pressure getting home, a wreck on 85 southbound past the Union exit in the right lane. Thank you, Mark Cumby, for reporting that. Morris sends the clip from the Sun. You got to look at a paper like the Sun overseas to get honest coverage of news here.
Yep.
Because our media, for 90% of it, is devoted to perpetuating the narrative. BLM activist says if Derek Chauvin isn't convicted of George Floyd's deaths, all hell is going to break loose. Yep. Is that what we call justice?
No, not at all. That's not how this system works. But then again, they want to overthrow this system, so that makes perfect sense.
I think this chick ought to be arrested.
I do, too.
She knows what she's talking about. After all, she is a model.
Yeah, well, she's yelling fire in a crowded theater is what she's doing.
And none of us should hope he's convicted just so there's no trouble.
No, that it doesn't work that way.
It's
no.
not supposed to. We have to hope that the truth prevails, whatever it may be.
Amen.
We're at the end of the line here, but one more traffic update. 5:52.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident on I-85 southbound at South Union Street. Traffic is backed up to Oak Park and Alabama State University. Use caution. It's going to take you a few minutes to get past it. Perry Hill Road at Harrison, a disabled vehicle there reported. We've got a lot of congestion on the East Boulevard at I-85, Taylor Road from Vaughn to I-85, and slow traffic 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Use caution wherever you are this afternoon. We're busy everywhere. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid.
To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and seven mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket, or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
The stage is set.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
ABC Tonight.
Rebels of Force. Have you heard of her?
From an executive producer of Grey's Anatomy at Station 19 and executive producer Erin Brockovich.
I bring corporations to their knees, and not in a sexy good time way.
Katie Sagal stars.
We see something unjust, get mad and motivated.
Let's go fight this thing.
The series premiere of Rebel.
She's that famous lawyer, right?
Oh, she's not a lawyer. She's just loud.
Yeah. You're making a TV show about Jacqueline Tomlinson?